Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you find peace and build a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to your world. Today we're going to be talking about a task from stage 6, connecting to others by seeing yourself in them. This is a fantastic technique if you're having trouble seeing the humanity of other people and connecting with that. This exercise will do the job. Before we get started today, a shout out to new listeners in Lee in the United Kingdom. Thank you for this connection. We're so excited to have you on board. If you have thoughts and questions and so forth, click the link in the show notes. You're going to head over to the community page. It'll take you over there to a little form. You can send it in. Send in your thoughts, your ideas, your questions. Ask me anything. That comes directly to me, and you will hear back directly from me. So let's start talking about seeing yourself in others. When we're coming from stage 5, which is I am my ideology, and we're coming into stage 6, which is live and let live. One of the major tasks is to connect to the humanity of other people, to see their humanity, as well as to see your own. But seeing other people's humanity can be as hard, if not harder, than seeing our own humanity. And it can be a big challenge, so this exercise makes it a little bit easier. And the reason that connecting to other people can be such a challenge is because other people are not always kind. It can be very easy to see the humanity of people that you love. But when somebody is a jerk, it can be really hard to see them as human. And when you think of others, whether they're kind or not, it helps to see them as an aspect of yourself. Now, this is not about projecting yourself onto them or faking a new persona for them. It's not about that. This is about seeing their reality and how their reality is the same as some part of you from the past or from the present or maybe even what you might be in the future. So what does that mean? Maybe you see someone who is, maybe they're bad with money. And you're working really hard to be good with your money. Then you could see them as a caricature, maybe of how you used to be. You might say, hey, I used to be bad with money. And there, this person is kind of a caricature of how I used to be. So I know what that feels like to be there. Or if somebody's a jerk, maybe somebody's really selfish or rude for whatever reason. They are not kind. What if you saw them as an aspect of maybe how you used to be? Was there a time in your life when you were not kind? And they can serve as a reminder to you to be more kind. Or could you see them as a warning to you of, hey, be careful that you don't turn into an unkind person. Here's an example of what that looks like. Could you even become grateful for how they set an example for you of how not to be? If you can come to see them as here to show you something, to warn you about something, to teach you about something, to reflect some aspect of how you used to be or how you are now or how you could be in the future. So try this. Consider family and friends and co-workers, and even strangers that you meet in passing. Start with the people that you like, as always, start with people you like, and work your way out to acquaintances, people that you don't know very well, public figures, and even people that you really don't like at all. And then lastly, I want to include anyone who has ever wronged you. And I don't mean, when I say somebody who's wronged you, I don't mean somebody who, you know, cut you off in traffic or just kind of acted like a jerk. I mean they wronged you badly. And I know that you don't want to think about these people. But the way that you truly get them out of your life and out of your head and so on is to connect deeply with who they are. And if you can see them as some aspect of you, this does not mean condoning their actions. This just means seeing their humanity by seeing them as having an important role in your world. That their existence is here to teach you something. Maybe it's here to teach you to be careful. Maybe it's here to warn you to not become like them. Who knows? So, what are their defining characteristics? What are the defining characteristics of their personalities? Is there something that really sticks out? And what aspect of you could that be a reflection of? If you can see everyone as a reflection of some aspect of your current or past or future self, you can begin to see their humanity, because what you're doing there is you're connecting your humanity to their humanity. That's the magic. Let's do a few more examples. Maybe they're nerdy, and you're nerdy too. Maybe they're bad with money and you used to be bad with money. Maybe they're selfish and you remember a time when you were selfish too. Maybe they are placed into your reality to remind you of your past mistakes or flaws and to keep you from repeating them. Maybe they're here to hold up a mirror to you to see the best aspects of yourself. Because this goes for the positives as well. Maybe you have a mentor or a teacher, and there's some aspect of them that shows you what you could be or the level of understanding that you could have. So this can be very positive as well. Can you see them as a caricature of some part of yourself, past, present, or future? Can you imagine that they're here in your reality to show you some aspect of yourself, to put it in front of you? And now flip that around. Can you imagine that you might be a reflection of some part of who they are, or who they used to be, or who they could be? What might you be to them? This is a powerful exercise, and it might leave you feeling surprised at how you now see these other people. As you go about your day, try to see this in everyone you meet. Try to see something of yourself internally. What aspects are they showing you? Something from your past, something from your present, something from your future. Be grateful to the divine for this gift that shows you about yourself everywhere you go. And you'll find that as you look into the eyes of others, seeking what is the same between you, you are naturally going to form deeper connections. You are naturally going to forgive more easily. And you're going to have more compassion for yourself and for others. And you won't even have to work at it. Just see aspects of yourself and other people, and all of that will come along with it. Now, while you're holding these people in your mind, seeking this sameness between you, connect to the divine light inside them. We've spoken before about how you have the divine light of love in your heart that you can tap into, that unconditional love anytime. Well, they have it too. Why? Because we're all worthy. Yes, even that jerk that cut you off in traffic. Even the person who wronged you horribly. We are all worthy of the love inside ourselves. And that love can be transformative. So as you hold them in your mind, see if you can imagine connecting to the divine light inside them. What's that like? Even if they deny their light to the world through cruel actions, it's still there. Maybe in some people that light is evident, and in some people it might be buried deep. Maybe it just busts out of them every day, and maybe they push it down and hide it, but it's there. As you seek how they reflect you, consciously choose to connect to the divine light inside each person you meet. Look them in the eyes and just be curious about what's their divine light like. And when you reach out like that, you're going to be truly amazed at the results. So that is your homework for the next 5 days. Go out and see how other people reflect some aspect of you. And when you do that, connect to, just have the intention, just have the desire to connect to the divine light inside them, just by looking at them. And this is going to help you connect to their humanity and to see it. And that's going to help you connect to your own humanity and see that. All of this, so very, very critical to really solidifying your life in stage 6. If you have questions about what we've discussed today, just use the link in the show notes, head over to the community page and send in your questions. Those come directly to me and you will hear back directly from me. And I can't wait to see what you might ask. So ask away. Thanks for joining me this time, and until next time, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.